here at the Broncos team hotel in Nashville, catching up with Dan Fouts. Dan, a guy like Trevor Siemian who has the foot problem, as a former quarterback, what kind of issues can that give him?
Well, you know, it's his left foot, so I think it's not going to bother him that much in the pocket. What concerns me, though, is about on these bootlegs and going from, you know, especially around to the left where he has to turn his body and really plant off that foot. But just talking to him, he says that that shouldn't be a problem, so I believe him.
The Titans come in with one of the best rushing attacks in the entire NFL. How do you see that matching up against the Broncos defense?
Well, with Brandon Marshall out, that is going to be a problem for Denver because they have had trouble stopping the run. And Tennessee will try to pound you. They've got the big backs and DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry and a big offensive line. So that'll be the challenge for Denver if they can stop the run and try to make Mariota beat you.
I know you call a lot of the AFC West games. How do you see the division playing out here over the final few games?
Well, I like the fact that Kansas City tightened things up by beating the Raiders on Thursday night, and I know the Bronco fans have got to be excited about that too. But in talking to Gary Kubiak moments ago, he said, we still got to take care of our business, and that's what each head coach would tell you. So, you know, three teams now in the AFC West, and they're all super teams, and it should be an exciting finish.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate it.
All